move from the KS Ordo greenhouse over to the KS Ordo kitchen. It is Chef John T. Ash. I don't know that you have a middle name, though, do you?
I do, and that's what it is.
Is
it's
it T?
It's T, oh. For Tom.
For terrific.
You know what? It was one of those things. My family, and I bet a lot of families do that, I was named after both of my grandfathers. So one was named John, and one was named Tom. So,
you know something?
Isn't that sweet?
How many years have we known each other? It's the first time I've learned
really?
This question. Well, do you remember what we were doing on, maybe you probably don't, on September 20th, 2003?
I don't.
14, we were talking to Marilyn Holdenreed from Kelseyville, California, in Lake County, about the Kelseyville Pear Festival. And I thought to myself, well, it's been 14 years. Are they still doing this festival?
It, yeah.
They still are. And Marilyn, we were able to contact her, and she's on the line with us. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, gentlemen. What a delightful surprise.
Yeah.
Well, it's wonderful to have you back since the 2003, September 20th. We're almost right on the money with another Kelseyville Pear Festival. And it is happening today, isn't it?
Actually, it is next week.
Oh, it's next week, guys. Pardon me.
That's next Saturday. So that's a good thing because I give you advance notice.
That's great. And are pears still being grown in Lake County?
They are still being grown. You know, our first orchards were planted in the 1890s, and some of those pear trees are still going full fruit, being farmed by one of my husband's cousins. The pear industry has changed a little bit, although the Bartlett pear is still king. The varieties that we have still are the Bartletts, the Bosque, Star Crimson, Camise. In truth, the orchards have diminished. You know, we are like so many other farm communities in the state. The wine, the grapes have come in, but we still hold dear to our pears and those traditions.
Well, that's great. Well, being a farmer too, I think farmers grow what they can make the most money at. You know, so
there you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Well,
also, it's also kind of called it's in your blood.
Yeah.
Well, when we started the show back in the late 1980s, there was probably 5,000 acres of pears up in the Lake County area with, I bet it was 5 or 6 or maybe even 7 packing sheds. And now now there's probably less than a couple thousand acres. And there's just one packing shed left?
And that's correct. So we have about 2,000 acres of pears still, and then we're down to one packing house, Scully Packing, which is a family owned business.
Mm-hmm. And do most of those pears go to canneries, or what happens?
Well, actually, the pears are about half and half. Half go to fresh, and they are shipped all over the United States, Canada, and Mexico, and then the other half go like to Del Monte and Seneca. So that's like into canned fruit cups, baby food, kind of the same resources.
Well, pears certainly grow best in Lake County. I think they have much better than Sacramento pears.
We think so.
Lake County pears are really the ones. So what's happening for the 25th anniversary next week?
Well, we're so excited, for starters, that we are celebrating our 25th anniversary. This Pear Festival has truly grown into a major event, which takes in the whole town of Kelseyville. Our little community is about 3,500 people, but on Pear Festival Day, we swell to about 10,000 people. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we're proud about is how we have come with the festival to partner with so many different groups and organizations, the Horse Council, the arts, our artists, the Quilt Trail, the Eli's Stage Stop, the wineries, the school district. The school district now plans the homecoming around that. And then we dip into the fourth and fifth graders to do essays so that we can choose a pair of prince and princess. So the festival actually kicks off on Friday the 29th with a dessert contest. Foodies would be interested in that. We usually have 20 desserts that are entered and judged. Then this year, for the first time, we're having a farm-to-fork dinner down Main Street, which we're very excited about. It's the first ever. I know there are other farm-to-fork dinners around the state, but here we are in Kelseyville. We're pretty excited. And I'm happy to say, sorry to say, the tickets are all gone.
Good.
And then on Saturday, the day kicks off with the pancake breakfast at the firehouse and goes on to the parade. And then, of course, we have our arts and crafts vendors and the wine tasting tent. But you know what? We've stayed true to our agricultural heritage with the antique tractors are in the parade, and then they're on display. There's a kids' town. Then in our pear pavilion, we have pear tasting, and this year we have storytellers, some of our older farmers come and tell their stories. And then we also partner with the Horse Council, and there's a whole area set up by our Horse Council and showcasing the different breeds of horses, how to train your horses, what they can do, the taking care of them. So it's a pretty fun, full day for the whole family.
Well, it sounds wonderful, and it kicks off Friday, the 29th of September, up in Kelseyville, the 25th annual anniversary pear festival, really an important part of the history of North Coast agriculture, as pears are still an important agricultural product, the Kelseyville Pear Festival. Is there a website, Marilyn, that lists this information?
There is. It's pearfestival.com.
Oh, that's easy. Okay.
It's easy. And then, let's see, a couple of other things. I need to be sure to tell you that there's plenty of music and food.
Okay.
And then one of the other parts of Kelseyville is our Lake County Quilt Trail. And I don't know if you or your listeners are aware of the quilt trail that's in Lake County, but downtown Kelseyville boasts the most quilts on the buildings, and that could be a whole other subject.
So you get more than just pears when you come to Kelseyville.
That's right.
And in honor of pears, John, you have some spectacular pear recipes, which we're going to put up on the KSRO Good Food Hour website. Can we put up the shrimp with pear vinegar cream?
Yeah.
And also,
if they can find pear vinegar.
Well, I bet they can. Yeah. And how about pears poached in sweet spice coffee with cinnamon twists?
That's a favorite.
Oh, yeah.
What about John's salad of fennel, pears, persimmons, and toasted pecans with a fig vinaigrette?
Because we're getting close to having persimmons. So that's
and
great.
Marilyn, we're going to put up your Marilyn's pear chutney. Featuring Lake County Bartlett pears. And also, Marilyn, you had sent me the apple pear crumb pie first place winner from the Kelseyville 2002 Pear Festival. Can we put that up there too?
Of course.
And we also have the pear tort grand prize winner from the 2002 Pear Festival also. So we're going to put those up this week, and people can put on their calendar to attend the Pear Festival next Friday and Saturday, the 29th and 30th. And let's not make it 14 years, Marilyn, okay?
Please call again, because we appreciate your support.
We appreciate you. Have a great festival.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Take care. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour. We'll be right back, and we're going to taste wine and some home-produced exquisite salumi from a brand new company in Healdsburg. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash in the KSRO Kitchen.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando, and I'm here Sundays, noon to 3, on KSRO.
Ah, Bodega Bay, the jewel of the Sonoma Coast. Right in the center of town sits the Inn at the Tides, featuring a beautiful hotel with magnificent gardens and views of the bay, and the Bayview Restaurant, serving authentic Italian cuisine.
Ingredients are all locally sourced and organic when available. Start with a Dungeness crab and avocado tower with tomato gazpacho drizzled with a citrus herb oil, or the grilled calamari over arugula salad topped with black olive tapenade dressing. Then try entrees like crab cioppino in a saffron tomato sauce and veal piccata. Or how about the grilled filet Hitchcock? A grilled filet mignon stuffed with Dungeness crab, demi-glace, and a béarnaise sauce. Vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free customers are welcome too.
The Inn at the Tides. It's less than 30 minutes from Santa Rosa, but seems a world away. Go to innatthetides.com for more info.
Hi, Jeff Davis again from On the Wine Road with more details on the 2017 Volvo S90 T6 all-wheel drive inscription sedan. Today, something a bit different. Listen to this. Soothing, isn't it? When your cell phone is connected by Bluetooth to Volvo's system, this is what you hear when you receive a phone call. It envelops you from every speaker in the car. The first time I heard it, I wasn't sure what it was until I saw incoming call and the phone number on the large infotainment screen. That serene, almost comforting sound epitomizes the style and grace of the 2017 S90. If you're looking for a luxury car, I encourage you to visit Smothers European Volvo. Sit in the S90 and soak in a new take on beauty and elegance. Smothers European Volvo. They're at 2881 Corby Avenue and SmothersEuropeanVolvo.com.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters. Stop aggressive collection actions and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-714-8422. 800-714-8422. 800-714-8422.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. John, you had a chance to go up to a wonderful event at Journeyman Meat Company in Healdsburg, California.
Well, it was so exciting, partly because we had been watching this. We're going to put Pete Sagacio on the spot here. It was a project that had that you had been dreaming of for a long time, and it took a long time to bring it to fruition.
Yes, it took a took a very long time, and it was a it was a dream. But sometimes dreams can be complicated. And after the Sagacio family sold in 2011, it left not emptiness, but it left, what do you do now? Mm-hmm. It threw out that question. And my father always wanted me to learn how to make prosciutto. I made salami with my father in the winter months as a kid growing up, but dad always wanted me to learn how to make prosciutto. And so we made a trip to Italy, and that was kind of the beginning of it all about 5 years ago.
And you decided, why not open our own artisanal salumi meat shop in Healdsburg?
Yes, we wanted to. You go to Italy for your roots, for your inspiration, for it's just such a. When you reconnect with your roots, it opens up so much. And I think we all remember the Traversos. I love those old Italian mm-hmm. delicatessens that we used to have. And so it just, we knew that was what we wanted to do. We just didn't know what it was going to look like. And we wanted to incorporate wine into that as well, as I make a little bit of wine with my children.
So you were always, but you always made salami of some kind, didn't you? Because you had it for sale. I remember way back when at the winery, you could buy a bottle of wine and a chub of salumi.
I started the salumi program at Sagacio probably in 2010 or the end of 2009. And we would make sausage every year with friends and family and friends from the trade. And so we would make 800 pounds. In fact, the Segesia Winery continues that tradition, and I still help out with that every Christmas. And but that's how we started, was making sausage every Christmas with my father. My father was a stern man, was a tough man, but he was very generous with sausage at Christmas time. That was his thing, is we'd make 400, 500, 600 pounds of sausage and give it away. And you know, he was very generous with the sausage. And,
you know, there's some legendary stories about that, those sausage making parties. We won't go into them here, but
and your family's been around since the 19th century, basically, 1897, 1898, when the family first started up in the wine business?
Yeah, Eduardo Segesio came over in 1886 and worked for Italian Swiss Colony, and he was basically a journeyman winemaker. He came over, he worked for 3 years in exchange for room and board, which is the Middle Ages definition of a journeyman, was work in exchange for hospitality. But he came and worked and worked at Italian Swiss Colony, and then in 1902 bought and built Segesio Winery just down the road. And so that was the beginning of the Segesio side. My mother's side is a Passalacqua, and so long, you know, there's a lot of Passalacqua history in our area as well. And so it's the joining of those two families, and that's why we have such an expansive wine list, is there's a lot of Segesios and a lot of Passalacquas that are family that we want to support.
So the Journeyman Meat Company has been open just a few months?
It's the shop's been open only probably 4 weeks. The production facility, we started, you think, Nocciolino, about a month ago at the production facility?
Yeah, months ago.
Yeah, so the production facility is incredibly complex. It's a very small artisanal production facility. It's about 5,000 square feet. It's in Cloverdale, so we want everything to be handmade in Sonoma County. And the dream with Journeyman Meat Company is that when you come into our small shop, that everything in that shop was made by us. We want the salami was made by us. The whole muscle was made by us. The bacon was made by us. The hot dogs were made by us. We don't want to ship our meat somewhere and have somebody else make something for us.
And it's also a butcher shop. So fresh meats in addition to.
Yes. Yeah. It's more than just a salumeria. It's a macelleria too. It's a butcher shop. It's raw. It's fresh meats as well.
So would you introduce this handsome young man who's next to you, Nocciolino?
Nocciolino has been a nice surprise and a wonderful treat. I met him briefly on one of my trips to Italy. I've been going back the past 5 years every winter to work with the Marini family, but my first trip was with to work in Dario's Celle, Dario's cutting room, the very famous butcher of Italy, Dario Cecchini. And so on my last trip there, I met Nocciolino, and Nocciolino is Dario's nephew, who was working in the cutting room. And I met him briefly, and I said, hey, you ever come to America, you know, and you ever want to visit, we'd love to host you in America, and we're going to be starting up a production facility. So this is Nocciolino. Nocciolino, welcome to America.
Say something in Italian.
Buongiorno. yes, so I'm Nocciolino Andreoni, and I was working for Dario Cecchini in Tuscany for some years, learning how to break down beef a lot, and working in the shop, and had wonderful teachers back in Italy.
Did you go to school for this, or is that something that you learned just by working and working with?
You learn by working.
Yeah. So it's really
you say steal with the eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yes, I had to go through a whole year of just looking every single day till I could eventually start to just clean muscles.
So you're breaking down whole hogs at this point.
Yes, yes. We'll get around 20 cows a week.
So you're doing cows and hogs?
We don't say cows. Steers. Heifers.
Steers.
That's one of the interesting things at Dario's shop, is that he only buys heifers. Only only females.
Oh,
and
why?
Because they're more tender.
Ah, well, and that's true in life, John.
So our first, we harvest one animal per month, and our first three animals are heifers. Mm. So it's just yes, more tender, more soft. And it's very interesting, but you don't learn that secret until the end of your internship. It's very interesting.
So are you doing heifers and you're doing hogs too? Are you doing both?
We pork? for the estate program at Journeyman, we're harvesting one heifer per month, and then so those fresh called estate beef. Uh-huh. So and those animals are purchased from either Tom Morton, Terry Lindley, or Alan Fopiano. So they're animals that are born in Sonoma County, and then Crystal will choose the best, and then those are on my pasture, and then they're finished on organic grain at our neighbor's place, Dan Burnett.
So explain who Crystal was. I had the chance to meet her, and I don't think I've ever met anybody who has a PhD in meat.
Crystal Waters is a wonderful young woman who was born and raised in Fort Bragg, and she went to school at Fresno State and Chico for her master's program, and then received her PhD in meat science out of Texas A&M. And a lot of times, when you have a PhD of meat, you will go into industry and stay in the Midwest. But Crystal had a strong desire to come back to her hometown, and we were the one of the few opportunities in hometown to have a USDA facility that is operating the way that we do.
So, okay, so she's part of the team.
She's part of the team. She joined us in early June.
And Nocciolino's part of the team.
Yes.
Now. And Samueli, who's?
Samueli was Dario's head butcher for close to 10 years. And Samueli was the man 5 years ago when I did my first trip to Italy to learn how to break down an animal. Samueli was the one that was the mother hen to me. He's the one that took care of me and showed me the basics on how to break down beef.
Okay.
And just a wonderful, wonderful human being, very gentle, very patient, and small. Mm-hmm. And but incredibly strong, and I've seen
he looks like he's about 15.
Yeah, but he can carry the whole primal loin connected to the hind quarter. He can lift it off the hook and get it onto the table. It must be 200 pounds, if not more. But that was at Dario's place. But we became good friends, and I said, you know, if you ever want to visit California, you know, please know you're welcome in my home. And so the last time I was there, he had fallen in love with a stagionista, an intern who was from L.A., and they were getting married and decided to go to Los Angeles. And I said, well, you know, if you don't like L.A., you know, I'm there. And so he came up in June. So he's Crystal at the plant, then Samueli and Nocciolino. So that's our production team at our small facility.
What a great team you have. And is there an online menu of all the different cuts of salumi you have on any particular day? Can we...
The online menu right now is just the sandwich of the day, but the salumi that we have, basically there's seven types that we have right now. There's recipes for probably 13 or 14, and are as more of the it's just a long process, Steve. As more of the salumi completes its aging, then you'll see more offerings in the shop.
It's a beautiful spot that you've created. I mean, so it's more than just go there to buy meat. It's go there to eat, have lunch, do all of those kinds of things, and enjoy this amazing selection of wines you have.
Oh, thank you so much. I try not to say it has a restaurant or a cafe. That gets me in trouble with my wife, because we weren't supposed to be going into the restaurant business, but it's a, you know, Dario would always say it's a symphony. The butcher shop, the restaurant, it's a, you know, the cutting room, the butcher shop, the restaurant, it's a symphony. It all works together. Mm-hmm. And so when you have a butcher shop, it makes very good sense to have steak on the menu, to have your sandwich of the day. There are certain nice things that complement
each other. And you have pizza also?
Yes, we put in a wood-fired oven and from Andrea Mugnanini, and we are big fans of her ovens. But it's in my own oven at home, I've just found, for my taste, the best way to cook a steak is on the iron skillet in a wood-fired oven.
And that's how you do it at the restaurant?
That's how we do it at the shop. Mm-hmm. And so then the pizzas are a nice way to taste some of our raw sausage. Oh, you know, yeah. It's a way to taste some of our products. And so that's, you know, it's a little something different. We don't have everything, but we try to have the best. The sausages are all made with California pork. The selections of beef range Posey Ranch lamb from the coast. Tim Winkler from Mongolisa, of local Llano Seco, you know, is in the shop as well on occasion. Beffa Springs, which is a local beef producer out of Petaluma, is in the shop. We have the Marin Sons ribeye, which is a wonderful aged ribeye, in the shop right now. We have the estate beef, so we're harvesting one per month, and then the rest of the estate beef. That was the important thing of the experience with Dario is being able to utilize the whole muscle. The rest of the estate beef is going into the hot dogs, the snack sticks, and the jerky. So that was important that we find ways to utilize the whole animal.
It's so easy to find. And for people who are, I know, out there sort of saying, well, where is this place? And how do I get to go try it? It's right in the middle of Healdsburg. Can you?
Yeah, it's just one block north of the plaza.
So it's the old post office.
Exactly. It's the old post office spot. And just one block north of the plaza.
And you have a wonderful neighbor upstairs.
Yeah, yeah. Single Thread is in the same building.
Yeah, so the most famous restaurant in America.
Yeah, right.
We'll take a break for the quick news break and be back with Pete Segesio, and also brought in Nocciolino Adriano, who is working with him at the Journeyman Meat Company in Healdsburg to produce some terrific salumi. We'll be tasting some of that paired with one of the great Segesio wines. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Karen, it's so expensive to hire a caterer for my wedding. We may have to elope.
Let's not be so dramatic, Beth. You can do what I did for Bill's retirement party. We hired La Vera Pizza.
They do catering? I love La Vera.
Yes, La Vera Pizza does all kinds of catering, from small family parties to weddings, graduations, and corporate events. No event is too big or too small. Plus, you can keep the cost down depending on what menu you choose. From pasta to prime rib, pizza to tri-tip, Rick is a fabulous chef, and he can create whatever you want without breaking the bank.
Beth, La Vera did my son's graduation party. We had prime rib, creamy potatoes, grilled vegetables, Caesar salad, La Vera famous rolls, and for dessert, tiramisu. It was so delicious. And I got to enjoy my son's party and not hang out in the kitchen.
Good food and great prices. I'm calling La Vera Pizza to do my catering for my wedding.
La Vera Pizza, located at 629 4th Street in downtown Santa Rosa. Or go to laverapizza.com.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market is bursting with wonderfully fresh local fruits and vegetables from your favorite farmers and ranchers. There's an abundance and wide variety of heirloom tomatoes, early girls, beefsteak, sun golds, and more. Don't miss this year's peaches, nectarines, pears, and apples. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, balsamic vinegar, marinades, and tea blends to hummus and handmade pastas. Browse the artisan area for handcrafted gifts. Start your day with friends at the market. They're here to greet you year-round, rain or shine, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
For over
40 years, Four Seasons has been a leader in the field of home remodeling. A Four Seasons addition sets itself apart from the crowd. Sleek, clean lines and a combination of high-end raw materials, all working together to craft the perfect solution. Seamless integration with your home style means that you can add square footage and value without ever having to consider the expense of conventional construction. Sonoma County Sunrooms, or SoCo Sun, is your local authorized Four Seasons sunroom dealer with a showroom and design center right here in Santa Rosa.
Hi, I'm David with Sonoma County Sunrooms. We work with homeowners and property owners just like you to work through all the options for your outdoor living area. When you call us, we focus on your needs and what will fit you best. Whether you're looking to increase the value of your home or looking to expand your livable space, Sonoma County Sunrooms will save you time and money on a room addition. Visit us online to learn more and schedule your free design consultation.
Check out SoCoSun.com today. Design, installations, remodeling.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Temperatures getting warmer the next few days. Today, sunny at 82, 70 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 52, 54 on the shores. Blue skies for Sunday at 86, 72 in Bodega Bay. Monday, topping out at 88 degrees, 75 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
It's the KSRO Good Food Hour. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash, celebrating 30 years, bringing you the best on the radio. And today, the best being Pete Segacio from the winery that bears his family name, Segacio Winery. And we're spotlighting Journeyman Meat Company, which just opened about a month ago in Healdsburg on Center Street, producing in-house in their plant up in Cloverdale, true American-style salumi. Nocciolino Adriano is part of the team. Other folks are not able to join us, but we're going to do a little guided tasting. During the break, John and I were asking you, Pete, do you have this? Do you have that? Do you have this? And it looks like a lot of new products are going to be introduced in October.
Yes. Right now, the main focus has been salami, part of the salumi category. So there is a Porcini Pecorino salumi that is very important for our winery customers. Just from a wine and food pairing standpoint, the Porcini Parmesan that we've only done in small batches, just in test batches, is a very important product, and it's probably the best salumi match to wine, because if you have a salumi that's too spicy with the tannins and alcohol and richness of California wine, if it's too spicy, it plays up the heat. So we're being sensitive to the wines from our region, what's going to work best. So there's a fair amount of salumi. There is bacon. There's five types of bacon. When you go from a small test batch kitchen to doing it in your production facility, there's going to be some tweaks. So there's a honey chili. There's a Harvest Moon bacon. It's like pumpkin spice. Crystal calls it pumpkin spice. We're thinking maybe Harvest Moon is a better name for it, but
I think so too.
But there's probably five wonderful as long as traditional bacon as well, but there's probably five wonderful bacon recipes that you will see. And the hot dogs and the smoke and the snack sticks and the jerky. But yes, October is our whole muscle beginning of our program. So Lomo, Copa, Lardo, all of those.
Prosciutto,
guanciale. Yeah. So yeah. That's where those products
pancetta
will begin.
Also
pancetta,
will be.
Yes.
Would you tell people what Lardo is? Because I think that's, unless you've been to Italy, you don't know.
Lardo is basically... a lot of people will call it prosciutto bianco, and which is a very cool way to do it. But it's the back fat. It's the best part of the fat of the hog, and it's aged and cured like other whole muscle. And it takes many months, but when it's salt, pepper, a little bit of garlic, depending on the region that you're from. But it is the best the best butter to me. It's the best barred butter you will ever have, and both as a cooking ingredient, whether it's adding it to a pasta or layering it on pizza. It's an incredible product that only not everybody know is widely open to it, but for those in the know, it's incredible.
It's fantastic. Yeah. And so when will that be in? When will you have that?
Probably in most of the products. Most of the products that we're making in October won't be ready till next spring.
But John, you were mentioning the unusual method in which this product is
well housed. In Italy, traditionally it's done because it's often made up in the area where the white marble is harvested, I guess would be the way to say it, where the marble is cut. And so it's actually in a kind of coffin, that sounds terrible,
in a box
where it's put in there with all of these herbs, spices, salt, and pepper, and then allowed to age. And does it ferment or?
It doesn't really ferment. Yeah. It's just a slow curing process.
It is the most delicious. I remember this was a long time ago. I was in Italy and it was explained to me, and I thought, I'm not eating pork fat. And then you have it, and it's like, oh my goodness, it's as good as any. I think salumi that one charcuterie one could have.
It's a long process. Per USDA, all of those products have to be a minimum of 180 days.
So, Pete, will you be curing your lardo in marble vessels?
Clearly, that's the expectation after this show. yes, we will. I know where to get them, and I actually have some. The Marini family, where I interned outside of Florence, are supposedly sending me three or four to work with. And the Marini families have been making prosciutto and lardo and all types of Italian salumi since 1902, and was very lucky to work with them. I go back there every February.
When we take a break, we'll come back and we'll start to taste them.
Yeah.
And we'll pair some with some Segesio wine.
Great.
Pete Segesio is with us in the KSRO kitchen, joined by Nocciolino Adriano, who's part of the team who is making this splendid salumi at Journeyman Meat Company in Healdsburg. They just opened. They're on Center Street downtown. You can visit them 7 days a week. Are you open every single day or no?
5 days a week. Wednesday through Sunday.
Wednesday through Sunday. Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen.
Traffic on the fives and weather six times an hour. Mornings on FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
Hey, Sonoma County, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans and host of On Air with George Adair on KSRO. Over the last few years, did you purchase a home with FHA financing or some other mortgage insurance financing? If so, I've got an idea for you that may help you save hundreds every month. Over the past couple of years, average home values have increased dramatically. So call Bay Equity Home Loans at 583-8100 and see if you qualify for a new loan to get rid of your mortgage insurance. Call 583-8100 and we'll complete a free and no obligation home valuation. If you have the right equity and you can qualify, we'll show you how to get rid of your mortgage insurance forever. So call Bay Equity at 583-8100 or online at bayequityloans.com. And remember to tune in to On Air with George Adair every Wednesday at 12 o'clock.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
Splash, splash, when your car needs a bath.
Got grime? Then it's Splash Express time. Only Splash Express cleans your vehicle without the guilt. When you hose wash at home, you waste precious water, which can send 100 gallons down the drain. Relax. At Splash Express, we only use 10 gallons that we reclaim.
That's safe, shiny, just splash.
How, you ask? To which I reply. At Splash Express, we respect the earth and sky. Our million-dollar reclaiming system captures the water we use, so your vehicle gets clean without the blues. Splash Express is guilt-free and a sparkling wonder to see, and our prices start below just $7. Splash Express, Santa Rosa Avenue. A shiny, clean car, the perfect gift for you.
At last.
That's the great Sonoma County vocalist Vernell Anders, the featured performer at the next free Sunday concert at the Terrace. Yes, Montgomery Village's free concerts from 1 to 4 at Village Terrace continue this Sunday. Enjoy an afternoon of jazz, blues, and Latin magic when the Michael Brandenburg Jazz Trio welcomes very special guest, Vernell Anders.
Say it's me that you adore for now and evermore.
Sip on a glass of exceptional Robbie Strong wine or an ice-cold Nikasi IPA, Bud Light, Kona Longboard, Shock Top Belgian White, or Alhambra Water. All proceeds from beverage sales benefit the Piner Olivet Education Foundation. Go to mvshops.com for details. Live jazz this Sunday at the Terrace next to Cattleman's with Vernell Anders. Plus premier shopping throughout the village, Montgomery Village.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
John Ash, Steve Garner in the KSRO kitchen with Pete Sergesio from Journeyman Meat Company Law with Nocciolano Avidiano, who is working with him in making great sausages and salumi.
Before we dive into the tasting of this, where did the name Journeyman come from?
Why don't you ask him where Nocciolino, what Nocciolino means?
What's Nocciolino mean?
Nocciolino is means little nut. So it's a funny thing for me because I'm obviously tall and big, so as a
you're
joke,
not a little nut.
No.
You're
no.
Big nut.
Yes, and my co-worker, Samuele, which is the complete opposite of me, small and short, and his name is Nocciolone, which means big nuts.
Oh, no, is that
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So we're tasting all three of these beautiful salamis, and we're pairing this with your Journeyman Chardonnay. And this is the family winery that you started with your kids?
Yes, these are the wines that I make with my children. So my lovely wife, Kathy, and my two children, Joseph and Will, we've been making wine as a small family since 2011. And the Journeyman brand really became the namesake for the meat company because the values are the same. And in the historical times, the journeymen were traveling artisans that would work in exchange for hospitality. Mm-hmm. And it's also the level between apprentice and master. And we just want our staff and our children to always be believing that we can continue to learn, continue to get better. And so that is the goal, is that we never want to think that we're done, that we've become a master. We want to be the best, and we feel that our products are among the best in the country. We have the aging rooms and the curing rooms are from Parma, Italy. We're doing fermentations and aging the Italian way, lower fermentation levels, longer aging. It's a process, not so much concerned about how much we make. It's more about how we make it and how to do it right.
And the Journeyman wines, are they available only at the Journeyman Meat Company or other places?
Yeah, it's also a little bit of a wine tasting shop. There's a winery. It's a butcher shop with a winery tasting bar. So you can taste. You can come in. You can taste meat. You can have a steak. You can have something off the menu. But we also do full flights of all of the wines that we make with my children.
And you have some Italian varietals, too?
No, just Chardonnay and Pinot Noir, and then Zinfandel, and an old vine blend called The Pearl, named after my mother. That is old. It's 1896. It's one of the oldest plantings in the county. It's Zin, Alicante, Grand Noir, Mourvedre, Petit Syrah, Drift, and Pinot St. George.
So one of those kind of field blends.
It's a true field blend. Yeah. It's probably about 50% Zinfandel. So something very unique. But it's a super Sonoma. It's what Sonoma was at the turn of the century. And I think that's And Steve, you asked earlier why the shop was it done the way it was. It really is trying to evoke what we used to have in this county, which was a delicatessen with more of an Italian feel to it. And so hopefully it resonates with people.
And was Pearl your mom's name?
Pearl was, it just was the most important part of a ranch. It was the one block that she would always be there for the pick. She'd always, you know, I'd be sorting grapes. She'd come up behind me and take the grapes that I had thrown on the ground. She'd sneak them back into the bin. And I would say, Mom, that has botrytis. You know, you can't have that. And she would say, Peter, you know, your grandfather believed a little rot adds flavor. I go, that's not the flavor the winery wants. So, but it was just her most precious block. And so we called it the Pearl.
We'll be back after this. A few more minutes left with Pete Sagasio and also Notellino Adriano, who his name means little, but he's big and it's very confusing. But if you're Italian, you understand. I'm Steve Gardner along with Chef John Ash.
Windsor hears FM News Talk Radio, KSRO, on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Hello, I'm Joyce DeFalla, the Assistant Minister at the Center for Spiritual Living, Santa Rosa. You may have heard our program, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun, a half hour of practical spiritual inspiration at 8:30 on Sunday mornings. We'd also like to invite you to visit our book and gift store, Stepping Stones Books and Gifts, where you'll find a wide range of metaphysical and spiritual books, CDs, and DVDs, as well as many gift items for the spiritually inclined. Stepping Stones Books and Gifts is open Saturday through Wednesday. Please call for our hours, 707-546-4543. That's Stepping Stones Books and Gifts at the Center for Spiritual Living, 2075 Occidental Road. You can also visit Stepping Stones online at steppingstonesbooksandgifts.org. That's one word, steppingstonesbooksandgifts.org. And don't forget, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun at 8:30 on Sunday mornings.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market is bursting with wonderfully fresh local fruits and vegetables from your favorite farmers and ranchers. There's an abundance and wide variety of heirloom tomatoes, early girls, beefsteak, sun golds, and more. Don't miss this year's peaches, nectarines, pears, and apples. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, balsamic vinegar, marinades, and tea blends to hummus and handmade pastas. Browse the artisan area for handcrafted gifts. Start your day with friends at the market. They're here to greet you year-round, rain or shine, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Backyards are the number one source for mosquito production. Dump out any containers holding water. Mosquitoes need as little as a half inch of water to hatch. Report mosquito problems at msmosquito.com.
This month at Graton Resort and Casino, we're giving away cars, cash, and more. Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays, turn points into slot play and win up to $30,000 in prizes. And hit the road to riches on September 29th. You could win a Nissan 370Z Roadster. Plus, sign up for Graton Rewards and you could get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Reward Center.
There's no place I'd rather be.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Well, the 45, 50 minutes has flown by with Pete Sagasio from Journeyman Meat Company. So we want to make sure that folks know that they will be able to purchase the products online eventually. You have a meat club that's starting up, Pete? Is that right?
Yes. People are signing up now for the meat club. The meat club starts early next year.
And you're going to have a kickoff with some Yelly doing something?
We've invited Dario Cecchini, who is...
From Italy?
From Italy. Uh-huh. Italy's or probably Europe's most famous butcher has been invited over. He is willing to come over, and we look forward to hosting him as part of this kickoff meat club event.
Next February?
Probably next February. Okay. And the meat club is going to be 2 salami in each shipment that will go out quarterly. And it's nice to be able to ship salami mm-hmm. because it's shelf stable, mm-hmm. and so you don't have to overnight it, and so it can be reasonable from a freight standpoint.
You know, I love that idea. Wouldn't it be great quarterly to receive 2 nice, you know, just because quarterly is enough, you almost sort of forget about it, and then, oh, it's here.
It would be really wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like it's a, you know, people want to remember their most beautiful memories, mm-hmm. and I think we're blessed to live in a beautiful county, and it's a great way for them to remember that memory.
So can you tell us about the 3 salami that you have here?
So the 3 salami that we have
here. That we just tasted.
So we have Bianco and Rosso and then the Finocchione. The Bianco is made with indigenous herbs of this area or herbs from this area. It's sage, rosemary, fennel, and then Chardonnay. And it's a very different style of salami because it is so elegant and the interplay between the sage, the fennel, and the rosemary. The Bianco was really inspired by Dario. Dario Cecchini is all about the flavors and the spices from his area, from Tuscany. And so these need to show what is Sonoma County from a spice, native indigenous herb spice standpoint. And that's what both Bianco and Rosso have. Rosso is juniper, mustard, black pepper, star anise, and Pinot Noir. So just a very different style of salumi. And then the last one is one of my personal favorites, the Finocchione, because it's 3 different types of fennel along with garlic and white wine and a little bit of hot pepper. But to me, salami is like it's just like making wine. We all want the highest quality ingredients possible. We want a range of flavors. You know, it's the nose, it's the finish, it's the palate weight, it's the depth of flavor. And so to me, making salumi, it's the same as wine. You have a fermentation, you have an aging process, you have to layer the flavors. It's complexity, richness, palate weight, everything that we talk about in the wine business, we talk about on the mm-hmm. salumi world.
I haven't not visited yet, but do you have salamis hanging from the ceilings?
Yes, sir. Like yes, sir.
I was up like the old Molinario in San Francisco.
Yeah, they're all fake. No,
not ours. No.
So Wednesday through Sunday,
yes.
You're open.
And then Mondays by appointment. Oh. We've had a lot of people ask to do private tastings, and we haven't. So Mondays is being reserved for by appointment only.
Tuesday closed.
Tuesday dark.
Resting. Okay, Wednesday through Sunday. And the hours?
11 to 7.
Okay, this is a really must-see when you go to Healdsburg, whether you're coming from the out of the area or you're local. We're blessed if we're local here. We can go up there and purchase any of the products and have lunch any day of the week except for Monday and Tuesday.
If there's anything in the case you want us to cook up for you, Steve, we'd love to cook it up for you.
I love it. Nocciolino Adriano, it was great meeting you.
Nice to meet you,
it was wonderful to have you here in Sonoma County. Look forward to meeting the rest of the staff. And thanks for coming in and bringing the product and the wines. I know this is just the beginning of it all.
It's going to be so fun to see these new products roll out and be able to try them. So,
John, it's been a pleasure to chat with you as well. Yeah. And it's an honor to be in your presence. You were such a, you know, rock star chef. And thank you for coming in on the first.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate it.
It was a treat.
So, all right.
And he was thrilled to have some salami today also.
He'll do anything for salami.
So next week, we're going to welcome Stella Parks to the show. She's one of the hottest pastry chefs in the country. She has a new book called Brave Tart. And it's just out this couple of weeks, so she'll be chatting with us for a bit. And our good friend Peter Reinhardt is coming out to the area. Remember brother Peter Reinhardt?
Oh, of course. Actually, Peter and I stay in touch. We're together, part of the IACP's program to honor great books of the past.
Well, Peter's going to be coming out doing a special presentation at Omnivore and also down at in Petaluma at the flour mill down there, Central Milling down there, Keith Giusto's place. So we'll chat with Peter next week. Stick around. Clark Wolf at the Table coming up next. We'll be back next week. I'm Steve Garner for John Ash, KSRO Good Food Hour. Thanks to Pete Segacio for joining us from Journeyman Meat Company today. This is KSRO Santa Rosa.